It's 8:06 on the Morning Jam. Maura Sheridan, Director of Broadcasting and Media Relations for the Lynchburg Hillcats, on the line right now. Good morning, Maura. How we doing?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm just getting settling in here in Lynchburg. It's been a wild last month for me here.
Has it? Where are you coming in from?
I'm coming in from Vermont, so it's totally different. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting, very warm summer for you coming up.
Yeah, I know. For me, this weather right now is the summer in Vermont. So everyone's like, get ready.
Yeah,
get ready.
Welcome to summer in the South.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the program, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in baseball. What's the draw in that for you? And we'll start talking about the Hillcats and what's coming up. Your season's already started this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've just been involved in sports my whole life. And straight out of college, I got a job in the Carolina League with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in their first year. Mm-hmm. And then Chris Jones, our president and GM with Lynchburg, just kind of like swiped me away. And now I'm in Lynchburg. So this is my second year of full season baseball. Obviously, 2020 is supposed to be my second year, but mm-hmm. now I'm down here and I couldn't be happier. I really love it. And I mean, our team's good this year.
Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome.
It's been fun. It's been fun so far.
Good. So, you know, everybody's talking about the pandemic because it had such an impact on us. We think we see some light at the end of the tunnel, some of the restrictions being released. Tell us what that looks like for Lynchburg City, you know, Hillcats and coming to a game and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, capacity is just at the moment about a quarter of what it would usually be. And, you know, that's been tough. Obviously, we would love to have a full stadium. And I don't think that's out of the question for the future. But for now, you know, we're going to have just the 25% capacity. And really, you just got to bring a mask when you come to the game. And that's something that Major League Baseball has made clear. And so we're going to follow those rules. But it hasn't changed anything from the fan perspective, I don't think, just because, first of all, you're just going to have a little more room to put your feet up. And mm-hmm. also, you know, you're still going to be watching a baseball game, good food, good eats, still games on the video board, all of that.
So you guys get pretty creative with the different things that happen
right
between the innings and all that. Will that stuff still happen?
Oh, yeah, it's still happening. Jeff, who is in charge of all that, he's been working very hard to make sure that, you know, they can't go on the field. Mm-hmm. So there's just different ways that we've kind of maneuvered and figured out how to get people involved. So a lot of it's happening on the concourse. We have a new video board, and so that sort of helped a lot because everyone can watch those games and stuff. But they're all happening. It's just going to be look a little bit different.
Now, you said, I believe, 25% capacity. What if mm-hmm. I'm concerned that I'm not able to get in? Should I just call ahead and say, hey, are there tickets available, that kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, you can go online, and there are tickets available for games like tonight and tomorrow, so certainly reach out. We, you know, if you really want to come in, you can come into the ticket office as well. But you can go online, you can call, you come into the ticket office. It's whatever works best for you. And now this year we're doing digital tickets, so you don't even need to, you know, walk up. It's just on your phone, and you can just scan it when you get here.
Now, you say we have a pretty good team this year. How long will the season last? When will it end? And hopefully we're going to some kind of a playoff.
Yeah, so it ends in September. So we've got a long road ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's going to be a season of like any baseball season, you know, good stretches and bad stretches. That's just how baseball goes. But
sure.
Right now they're on a crazy tear, and they have just scored 43 runs in the past three games.
Wow. Holy cow.
Unbelievable to watch. So
yeah.
I would suggest coming out to a game just to see, if you want to see home runs, if you want to see just phenomenal hitting. I say this and then people are going to come out to a 1-0 game, but of
That's
course.
Okay.
But I just, this team is really, really talented.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy, and I was at a baseball game here recently, is the difference between maybe baseball and some of the other things is you just carry on conversations with the people that you're talking to. And sometimes, of course, me, I'm a talker. That's why I do talk radio. But, I'll miss a play. I'll have to look up. But what just happened? But it is a fun time to catch the game. It's very relaxed. And I just love the rhythm of how baseball works.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things that I think compared to other sports, the live experience is so incredible. Just because, you know, like you said, you can sit, you talk to your neighbors, you can have good food and be totally, you know, focused on eating that food and not really miss too much. And, you know, obviously with it being played outside and in the summer, there's just a unique feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the, like you said, the rhythm of baseball is so beautiful because it's slow and then all of a sudden it just turns up.
Then it's
and
wide open.
Things yeah. are happening.
Yeah, it's like a drag story. It can happen in 5.3 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, who are some of the players, you know, right now that we should maybe keep our eye on that you think? I mean, they're all, obviously, they all have the hopes and dreams of making it to the majors. Who should we keep our eye on this year when it comes to the Hillcats?
Well, right now we have five of the top 50 prospects, so it's pretty incredible. We have six 19-year-olds on this team.
Wow.
That's how good they are, that
wow.
they're already here and they're 19.
Yeah.
So today we actually have a 19-year-old going. His name's Josh Wolf. He's going to start. And he was actually part of the Francisco Lindor trade. And so he came over here from the Mets. And, I mean, I'm really excited to see him go. But, yeah, I mean, Josh Wolf, and then we've got Lenny Torres going on Sunday. He's a first-round draft pick. We just had a first-round draft pick go yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So our pitching staff is really solid, but I've been impressed with some of the other guys like Micah Pries and Will Bartlett. They were lower-round draft picks, but, I mean, they both have, you know, home run and multiple doubles on the year. So mm-hmm. I think right now it seems like a very complete top-to-bottom team.
You know, it's funny to me because we're talking about the minor leagues, people don't think that the intensity level is there, but you're talking about trades, you're talking about bringing in some young talent. This is a microcosm of what is happening at all times in the majors, and in the majors are actually looking to you guys for, hey, who's coming up through the system. It can be pretty intense.
Oh yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm living out a broadcasting dream as well. I'm kind of the same age as the players, and so we're in the same boat where, you know, we're here for a reason. We're trying to develop, but we do have that big league hope, and so it's amazing to connect with those guys at the same level. And it can be taxing. First of all, baseball is taxing
mm-hmm.
because very rarely are you not going to get out in a yeah. game at least once. And so there's a whole mental aspect of it. And it's hard when you're, you know, 19 years old, you're straight out of high school, you're playing against grown men that are 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a real adjustment for these guys. But, you know, I think we have a great manager this year named Dennis Malave. He was in Mahoning Valley in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually worked with most of these guys and just followed them up. And that's pretty cool to have the same kind of steady leader with you the whole time that you're in minor league baseball.
You know, one of the cool things because of the advent of the internet and streaming and everything, if you're not able to make it to the game, you can stay up with the Hillcats. Tell us a little bit about your streaming and how that works and how we can keep up with you guys.
Yeah, so if you want to listen on the quote-unquote radio, you can go to the MILB First Pitch app, and that's totally free. And you can just hear my call on the radio. If you would like to hear it on quote, like I said, streaming, but with video, you can also go to MILB.com, and they have all of the games for every minor league baseball team. So you can subscribe to that and then check out all of the games for Lynchburg. And if you are just curious about, you know, Salem or any of those other mm-hmm. teams, you can also watch there. But yeah, my audio stream is sounding pretty good. So it's been really fun, especially when your team scores 19 runs in one game.
Oh, sure. Are they archiving those games as well so you can listen later if you don't catch it live?
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's something that I will kind of is my task for the next couple of days.
Okay.
We will absolutely be putting those out there, especially the, you know, the really big ones. We want to make sure people can go back and listen.
Okay. Because we're heard in Roanoke and Salem, and I know there's some teams maybe that you guys are Roanoke, Salem, and in the Danville area, any of those teams, they can listen in and catch some of their teams as well, I guess, right?
Right, yeah. If you want to, you know, you can't, on my radio stream, you won't hear Salem, but
right.
you can use that same that same link, and you
yep.
can find the Salem broadcast.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm excited for you. And, you know, are you calling the games by yourself, or do you have someone you're working with?
By myself, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a lot of talking. I've been drinking a lot of tea and making sure that my voice is good to go. But okay. It's been fun so far. Obviously, it's nice to have an analyst, and
sure.
We might have a couple here and there.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Mar. We're so excited for you, and keep going at it. And it sounds like you've got the passion to do it, and you're in the right system to start your career here. And much success for you and the Hillcats this year.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Mar Sheridan from the Lynchburg Hillcats on the Morning Jam this morning. If you've just tuned in and you want to hear the whole interview, you can go to our SoundCloud page, catch Janet's Five and Dine there as well. In the interview that we did earlier with Laura Hamilton mm-hmm. from the Beacon of Hope. So it's Friday.
Doing good work.
Yeah, doing some great work.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.